Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. 17 till the hour. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bruce Piasecki, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 4 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Bruce, happy anniversary. Thanks for great four years.
Thank you. Oh, it's been great. I refer a lot of people to your pages because there's a lot of good archived radio up there.
I appreciate that. Bruce is the author, folks, of a number of books, including my favorite, Doing More with Less, also The Surprising Solution, and also the new book, Doing More with Less Teams, right, Bruce?
Doing More with Teams, The New Way of Winning.
There you go. I knew I didn't have that exactly right. So check it out, folks, ahcgroup.com. Is that right, Bruce?
Yes. Both of the last two books are John Wiley and Son books.
Right.
So you can go to Amazon for them. Hey, Jim, you know, one thing I want to make with the last segment in this one is we're talking about training now and about how
the future
my group focuses on near-future training, meaning like the next, you just referred to 4 years. We often focus on the next 4 years to 5 years, what we call the 60-month training tool. Mm-hmm. And in the Phoenix sessions, we do have for small business people two units founded by funders, one reputation.com's founder and another Brand Logic. So I just wanted to mention that. But what we've boiled down near future training to is five categories. We want to help people with our 30 plus years of experience in our group representing, you know, 15 different major companies for small business. The first part of the five-fingered hand is understanding reputation. I want to talk about each of them. Then it's understanding teams. Then it's understanding how to compete on sustainability, you know, how to make the mental and product breakthroughs to take advantage of win behind your sales. We have another one called understanding the difference between top line and bottom line growth. And then we have one called understanding risk. And so we have subunits in each of those based on cases from the actual member companies we've worked for. So, for example, in understanding reputation, we look a lot at Toyota and Suncor, and we explain who determines the reputation of a Toyota on Wall Street or of a Suncor around the world. And then how do you manage reputation? What are the critical stakeholders? What are the critical business functions that are involved in managing your reputation?
I can't wait to hear that unit, Bruce, because this issue of reputation or brand message or brand ownership is one that is changing right now.
And we've done work, you know, with these units inside small and large companies, and you know, we really think that we have found ways to help you understand the core value in your reputation. There's a whole book, as you know, on the second unit, the second finger, which is understanding teams. And we explore the myth of the born leader, and we explore why some teams fail. You know,
tell the audience why you think being a born leader is a myth.
Well, I think that individuals can extend their wings and learn how to be greater. However, it's in the magic of teams. It's in the dynamic of teams when you learn how to share shoulder strength, when you learn how to work in units deeper than your own talent, that you begin to discover an extended value of the whole company. And a well-built team is one where you begin to earn reputation that lives beyond yourself. You've essentially helped a larger group.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do is invest in a kind of training where people discover that coachable hires rather than fierce individuals are sometimes better performers for you over time, because individuals might be high performers but perhaps not loyal to your team. And so we're trying to get into a clear set of higher facts about
you're giving a higher value to someone who is, as you say, coachable, who has a level of intelligence that allows them to become leaders more so than the charismatic.
Yeah, the way I like to think of it is it's more important to be aspiring to be a captain than a CEO, in the sense that a captain understands how to work the whole team, the trend of, is this person generous, is he selfish, does he need this, so that a team is better than an individual.
Perfect right.
Example is in my book, and in this case study, we study the difference between Michael Jordan and Lance Armstrong. Mm-hmm. Where Lance Armstrong has to reside in individualistic tools of intimidation or deception or contract
right.
pressure, while a Michael Jordan can enjoy the whole magic of a team, where credit of an individual doesn't matter as much
right.
as a result of the whole team. So what we're training for is an understanding of why individualistic teams fail more frequently than the magic of teams, where you get a San Antonio Spurs or a Boston Celtics, where they've already moved past the myth of individual-born leaders and have created
mm-hmm.
organizations that transform competition to a higher level. Because we really don't think you can ride into victory more than average with just so much individualism on your mind.
Right.
We think that what really happens is in groups.
I also think that it's good to help people understand that you could. It's okay to. I think it's okay to hire the leaders, the people who are born leaders. But I don't think that's where you get sustainable success, because there are plenty of great people out there who can become leaders if you'll train them. And as you said earlier, they're the ones who will be the more loyal to you. Bruce, I got to take a quick break. Folks, we come back.
Not a problem.
Bruce is working on a project for food security in some of the troubled parts of the world. And I want to get him to give us a report on that when you come back after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Bruce Piasecki.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.